Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Well, that didn't take long, did it?
Wow. Key, kudos to you. You called it yesterday. I mean, I didn't think it could happen. I thought at least four weeks. Let's get to the end of the season, but that escalated quickly.
I didn't really call it because I thought the end of the season, but what I knew for a fact, though, is that he was gone.
It was a matter of time.
The clock was ticking, and the fact that the owner in his statement said what he said about getting with people, communicating with others, things of that nature, and he was going down to the owner's meeting, and that's why I said, oh, he going to the owner's meeting. That means he's going to be talking to other owners, other presidents of teams, general managers that could potentially be down there. And you know how they go in the hallways. Hey, man, what do you think? They're like, you got to get rid of that guy. That guy's embarrassing to you. And then one thing leads to another. Then Trevor Lawrence says what he says. The kicker says what he says. The St. Pete Times report what they report.
Yeah, that's what's
– and it just snowballs.
That's what's crazy is it didn't take time. The event had already taken place. Boom, he was a dead man walking. KJ and Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. So on Monday, let me just set it up. Shad Khan, the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, said he was going to look at all the facts and do what's best for the team and the city regarding Urban Meyer. You know, we thought, like, we started kicking it around. How long is he going to last? What's the over-under? Jay, you said till the end of next year. I saw what you
this year. Like, I said next year.
Yeah, sometime. Next year some point. I kind of saw what you meant.
See how to course correct him, Key, real quick.
Key said, and Key a couple weeks ago was like, nah, they're going to keep him. It's too much money. And then was like, you know what? These owners nowadays, they got money. Some of them have like money to just say goodbye. So I think he's going to get rid of them. And
but
we're talking about it.
Say that.
Yeah, and we're talking about it. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? He's probably going to last this. And then Dan Graziano said one thing that on the spot, I'm like, you know what? He's right. He's gone. Listen to Dan.
There are 4 weeks left for something else terrible to happen, and it seems like at the pace with which terrible stuff surrounds this guy, that it's almost guaranteed that something will. If Shad Khan were on your show today and we were asking him questions, the first one I think would be, what's the reason to keep him? Like, what has he done to say that he not only is it he not done anything to show that he's any kind of difference maker, but his negative missteps that have brought sort of shame and embarrassment to the organization go beyond the field. I think it's a huge mistake, and they should move on.
2 days later.
you know what's nuts? As I said, it had already occurred. It's not like it was worse even. Key, it was worse than what Dan was like. He's like, 4 more weeks, something else terrible is going to happen. Nah, the terrible thing already happened. He didn't need 4 weeks. He was done. It's crazy.
Yeah, it happened, but we didn't know it happened. Like, we didn't know that he allegedly kicked the kicker. Like, we didn't know that at all. And then all of a sudden that comes out. You got to be sitting there as the owner, Shad Khan, and saying to yourself, as I said before, one thing after another, just like they treat the athletes, Jay, right?
Yep.
The athlete gets into trouble, okay, kind of, all right, we're going to figure it out. Gets into trouble again. It's like, okay, let's talk to him. A couple weeks go by, he's a model citizen, whatever. Then he gets into trouble again. What's the first thing they do? They wind up cutting him or trading him. So you shouldn't treat Urban Meyer any different. I mean, he should be held to the same standard. And that's exactly what Trevor Lawrence essentially was saying when he said what he said about all the drama, everything that surrounds him in this organization. And so when you look at it, they certainly made the right move. I just didn't think the move would be made until the final whistle was blown at the end of the season, or maybe the week leading into the end of the season, but certainly not. What are we on, Wednesday? Because I woke up this morning and called Evan.
Thursday, yeah.
I woke up this morning and the news had broke overnight, I'm assuming, or last night. I was asleep. You know, I'm on the West Coast, so I got to get up. I went to bed early. I woke up and saw my phone. I was like, huh? I was like, is this a joke? And then I was like, I called Evan. And I'm like, oh, they got him, huh? It's like, yep, they got him.
Well, Key, I was laughing this morning when I woke up and I saw it at the crack of dawn, because I'm like, look, from somebody has made dumb decisions in life, things happen, right? I'm sitting there saying, damn, boy, how dumb can you be?
Well, to be fair, it is, he is called the kicker. Maybe Urban got confused. Could you imagine going to work and the boss kicks you and thinks, yeah, that's fine?
It's not about – and Dan said it. At the pace that he continues to do these things, like something terrible is bound to happen. And you're like, all right, like if you know that, hey, look, I'm treading on thin ice, like then act accordingly.
But he did, but this predates that.
But it doesn't really because happened. it's already kind of been the case. I mean, people have already been on his case for a while.
Mm. It's a timeline too, right? In the timeline is somewhat weird because we focused in on starting with Chris Doyle. Then you're in between Chris Doyle, even though the Tim Tebow thing, you could do whatever you want to with Tim, that's fine. You still alienated people in the locker room and people around the league by doing that and giving him an opportunity when many felt that others deserved an opportunity to try out for a team in minicamp, so to speak. Then you move from there. You talk about the draft. Travis Etienne was drafted at a position that you had one of the top backs in James Robinson. So that became a little bit of a noise factor, right? Then you move forward again, and then you got the incident in Ohio where he leaves the team and goes and hangs out at his restaurant in Columbus. So you got that incident. Then you got assistant coaches wanting to go take college jobs just to get the hell away from Urban Meyer. You got that incident going on. And then now, all of a sudden, you got Trevor Lawrence speaking out. You have problems with Marvin Jones, a 10-year veteran in the National Football League that have seen coaches come and go. And then Trevor Lawrence again speaks out about the drama. And then all of a sudden, the kicker. The kicker got you.
That was the kicker.
All players on the team.
That was the kicker. The kicker was the biggest
sign of anything, because if you're well-liked in the locker room, people will cover for you. Mm. People will cover for you if they rock.
You know,
with you.
I wonder as
if they don't rock with you, like and, you're and out.
I
like,
wonder I'm, as remember, as key as you were saying. Going through that. I wonder if one of the reasons he wanted Tebow around because you think it's to set the culture.
Maybe it's that one was of my
partly
guys.
For, but maybe it was partly for him. Maybe he needs some guys around him. You know, like you think about, oh, good influence on the team. Maybe he needs some influences on him. Maybe he knew that. You know, to stay on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
What is this? This is the fifth coach in 10 years, 11 years, right, that he's had to fire.
Khan?
I think fourth.
Well, hold on.
I think it's fourth.
No, I think it's his fifth. He had fired four previously.
He was already on. He already
I think,
fired
I think
four
this
coaches?
Is his fourth, I think.
It's either four. Anyway, it's a handful of coaches quickly. It's a coach every other year, basically, on average.
Well, I mean, the money is different now for these owners, too. I mean, they could afford to just decide to part ways with guys where, you know, 15 years ago, before money changed, they would hold on to these dudes for 3, 4 years, 5 years. They'd give them, they'd hold on to them for death before they fire them. Now,
that's
they
an
just,
interesting point.
They just get rid of them 13 games into a season. I mean, they just like, we move on. We'll burn the money up.
That's an interesting point because when you have an influx of money like we saw it in the NBA, coaches' salaries explode, right? But that's interesting. It's like the money finds its way into the competition somehow, even though there's a salary cap. And here's a way. It creates more volatility with head coaching positions, Key, you're saying, because, hey, we could eat that contract. Go get the next guy.
Think about what they did with Steve Wilkes in Arizona. He lasted 1 year. Vance Joseph in Denver lasted 2 years. Adam Gase lasted basically a year and a half.
Because your position has always been
on and on.
Your position has been key recently. Look, different institutional money versus the owner's personal money. But now it's almost like they're playing with institutional money because there's such an excess from the new contracts and everything.
It's even Steven now with the collegiate teams, right? I mean, with the collegiate programs, it's even Steven in the pros. It's like, okay, we could pay you $10 million. We could pay you $10 million. We could eat $30 million. Okay, we could buy you out at $30 million. It's lightweight now, and they're playing with monopoly money opposed to, you know, like I said, 10 years ago, they would hold on to coaches forever.
Will Urban Meyer ever coach again is the question. The answer from Paul Feinbaum on the Goodyear Hotline in 30 minutes. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. It was a crazy day of news around the NFL before Urban Meyer was fired, including one playoff contender who could be without their head coach and quarterback. and it has a huge impact in one specific city. That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Good morning. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app, your smart speakers, a podcast. We're everywhere, ESPN 2. Listen, if you're just joining us, Urban Meyer has been fired. We're going to be on it throughout the morning. Adam Schefter will join us at 8:45 a.m. Eastern. We're going to tell you the one name the Jaguars should be considering for their next head coach in 45 minutes. But we told you, one team was dealing with a big COVID outbreak, and that includes their head coach and quarterback. And now here is that team, the Cleveland Browns head coach, Kevin Stefanski, on dealing with the COVID-19 outbreak.
You have plan A, you have plan B, and you, good thing those whiteboards can be erased. And listen, we have, and I said it yesterday, we have guys on this roster that we trust. We have guys on this roster that we've been developing that are in the meetings, diligent about their preparation, and if we're calling on them this week, they'll be ready. That's what they do. That's their job. So again, our job as coaches, finding out who's available to us, and then putting together a game plan where these guys can go play fast, play free, and play to the best of their ability. That's what we have to do this week.
So this is the impact so far that this has had. I mean, look, it's the coach, it's the quarterback. Potentially, you're down a running back who's a stud. You're down some offensive linemen. You're down your best receiver. You're down your tight end. Oh, so Cleveland opened a 6.5-point favorite. That half point is significant, right? It's just under a touchdown. Total of 43.5 points for the game. So they were listed as 3 points. Oh, excuse me. It was Cleveland minus six. The over-under was 42.5 earlier today. Wait, Cleveland?
Yeah, Cleveland was minus six at the beginning of it.
Right.
And then it dropped.
Okay. They're now 1.5 point. Vegas is now 1.5 point favorite.
Which so is they pretty go much from a pick 'em.
It's a 6.5 point. First, Cleveland's favored by 6.5. Then this news breaks. Now Vegas is favored by 1.5. That's an 8-point swing. So let me ask you about this. That's the impact in Vegas at the books. Key, what's the impact on the field?
Well, the impact on the field is they lose some important pieces, right? And when you look at it, Kevin Stefanski missed a game a year ago, and they were able to still win because of the COVID situation, and they were able to win that particular football game. Now you look at it and you say, okay, we're missing a quarterback. Well, they've missed the quarterback before due to injury, and they won with Case Keenum. So they've been without Landry. They've been without Hooper before. But here's what I would say. As long as Nick Chubb and Case Keenum is available to them, they have an opportunity and a chance to still win this football game with no questions at all. This may be, for all intents and purposes, and no jokes pun intended, this may be better for the Cleveland Browns with Case Keenum underneath the center anyway.
Because?
I just look at it and I say he may give them a better chance to run the offense in cleaner ways than Baker Mayfield anyway because he's healthier.
Yeah,
and on the defensive side of the ball, they still have a strong defense. So This will be an interesting game to keep an eye on.
Wait, Key, when you say healthier, obviously you don't mean the COVID situation. You're saying COVID, in a way, is a way for Baker to heal up other injuries he has while Case Keenum holds it down.
Well, I didn't even think of it from that perspective. I was just thinking of the injury, not the COVID situation, but his injuries that he's been dealing with over the last several weeks. Mm-hmm. It's give them an opportunity now with a healthy Case Keenum and not having to worry about, do we play Case Keenum or do we play a 70% Baker Mayfield? Well, that's taken away now. Now your only option is to play Case Keenum. And the last time you played Case Keenum as a starting quarterback, you won that football game in a pretty good fashion.
When we were talking about the line yesterday and on the phone call, I was like, I'm still going to take the Browns. Mm. Like, I'm going to take the Browns. And look, the Raiders should win this game, but there's something about me that just makes me believe that the Browns, because of them having Myles Garrett, because of the way I saw the Chiefs get after Derek Carr, how many times he got sacked. I'm like, all right, Myles Garrett actually is second in the league in sacks right now with 15. The lack of the running game for the Raiders, they have to do it in the air. Derek Carr has to throw over 300 yards for them to get wins. It just seems like the game, still with Case Keenum, still with Nick Chubb, still with the defense that they have, that even though it is a pick 'em, I would still pick the Browns.
You know what?
Game.
You know why I'm not going to go with the Browns? I hear what you guys are saying about Case Keenum and Nick Chubb. No doubt about that. When you're down offensive linemen, remember, Odell is gone. That's one of the reasons, in my mind, they got put over the top a little bit is, oh, and they got Odell? Odell's gone. Now Jarvis Landry's gone. And Austin Hooper. So your two best wideouts when you started the year, neither one's on the field, and your tight end's not on the field, in addition to offensive linemen, like at a certain point.
But see, they still have People Jones, and they still have Higgins. Exactly. So they still have some pieces in play. They've played football this year without OBJ and without Landry, and they still was able to muster up some stuff. I don't know who will win the game. I mean, I obviously think that the Raiders would win, but I also believe that Cleveland has enough to win the game because of the defense and a quarterback that you're not going to ask to do a lot. You're going to rely heavily on Nick Chubb. Remember this, too. The last time Case Keenum started, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt was not the running back. That wasn't who was toting the rock. So
yeah, that's right.
Now they have the luxury of having Nick Chubb,
that's
something
right.
they didn't have when he was the starter the last time.
But, Max, do you think the Raiders' offense is that offensively on fire?
I just
because
think,
they really haven't. Like,
no, I just think that this was
five
a
of
team.
The last six games. They barely got to 17 points.
I agree. I'm not high on the Raiders, and early.
Neither
but
am
remember,
I.
Early in the season, but early in the season, you were high on the Raiders, Key.
Like, oh, Key jumped off that bandwagon.
But they were good enough at some point this season to have Key believe that they could make
the
playoffs.
At the beginning of the year.
Okay, but like a team that has that
yeah,
in them somewhere in a long season.
But you got to remember too, though. Once upon a time, the Raiders were sitting, I think, at the 2 seed, at the top of the chart, prior to their bye week.
That's what I'm saying.
And then they just, the same thing happened, the wheels fell off.
Yeah, but
Derek, as crazy as it may sound, for whatever it's worth, Derek Carr is playing good football,
yeah,
man.
He is.
That's what I'm with you, Keith. Wait, this is what I'm saying. If they're at one point good enough in a season to make you believe they can make the playoffs, that means that they're not without talent. Like, it's in there somewhere. And if you're going up against a totally depleted team, what about Key's point real quick because we got a lot to do today. What about the idea that I don't want to, like, you know, hey, it's a disease, it's serious, I get it. Assuming everything's okay and everyone comes out of it, fine. What about this idea that this forces Baker into a rest to heal up, making the Browns more ready for the stretch run, Jay?
Well, I mean, I don't know, because it depends on how severe his COVID is, right? I mean, from a – you're talking –
Baker has said he's asymptomatic.
Oh, he's asymptomatic.
So he has
okay.
it, plus he's asymptomatic.
Okay.
Maybe in a way – I don't want to say
but
blessing in disguise,
about,
but you know what I mean.
He's talking,
talking about
his shoulder.
Injuries,
yeah.
like all
his
the
shoulder.
Little nicks.
Yeah, yeah. Like this is a reason
–
this
rest
forces him to rest.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good point, Key.
Yeah.
You made it earlier.
Rest
it forces him to rest and maybe better prepares the Browns – To you know, for the stretch run, especially if Case can hold it down.
If they can get over the Raiders.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Raiders
if they lose, then that's going to put them
in
a box.
Yeah, the Raiders aren't going to just let them just dog them.
Right. Big story in the NFL this morning is Urban Meyer, who's been fired by the Jags. So who should be the next coach of the Jags? That's what we're asking on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. at Key, Jay, and Max. Be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is heating up, and the fans are hyped. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So what happens if Urban Meyer goes back to college football? The game has certainly changed since the last time he's coached at that level, and we'll tell you why next.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Christmas came early in the Sanders household. Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, head coach of Jackson State University football team. He finds a way to flip the number two overall college football recruit, Travis Hunter. Big get for Jackson State University, but also with Coach Prime in terms of being able to sell the top talent in the country on the program that he's building down there in the Delta.
You heard it in the Sports Center just now. Urban Meyer has been fired by the Jags. Will he coach again? Paul Feinbaum in 15 minutes on the Goodyear Hotline. Key, Jay, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. So yesterday, the biggest story from National Signing Day was Jackson State head coach, don't know if you heard about him, Deion Sanders, flipping the number two overall college football recruit, Travis Hunter, from FSU, where Deion played, to Jackson State, where Deion now coaches. Deion Sanders is going to join us at 7:15 a.m. this morning. Hunter becomes the first five-star high school football prospect to sign with an FCS team since ESPN started its rankings in 2006. He'd been committed to FSU since March 2020. Guys, let's get into this. Key, I'll start with you. How about Prime? You know, doesn't get any of the top jobs, not really, goes to Florida, does every single thing so far he said he was going to do. What about Prime?
I mean, what can you say? I mean, think about it. You got one of the, and I can't wait for him to join us when he comes on, because you got one of the greatest football players in the history of the game. You have a well-educated black man, okay, who decided to leave the networks of television to go coach college football, and not coach college football at a Power Five school right now, but at a small black, historical black college. And people using the words flip, convince. No, he didn't flip anybody. What he did was take advantage of an opportunity to speak and communicate with a young man's family to get them to understand you not only can get a quality education from an HBCU school, but you also can play football and get and accomplish everything that you set out for, which is get the academics in order and graduate, but also perform at such a level that you are going to be drafted high to make money just like you set out to. You don't have to go to Oklahoma. You don't have to go to USC. You don't have to go to Florida State. You can come to Jackson State and play for me. You don't think that the NFL coaches, front office people, are going to listen to Deion Sanders about one's ability to play at the next level? Because if they don't, they're foolish. They will be foolish. So it's a communication, not a flip or a sale.
And guess what? If I go somewhere else, you can always come with me. I mean,
well, that's the availability too.
Exactly, Key. And I just want to give credit and kudos to the genius of Deion. I did this the other night, just thinking through it, where, look, Deion Sanders is Deion Sanders. That's prime. And like he said, he's going to be on our show. That's one thing itself. Like, why wouldn't you want for a guy like that to mentor you? The second part of this, Key, though, to be frank with you, is I'm on my phone all day, every day.
Really?
I don't watch TV barely unless it's a live sporting event. I can make a case that this young man will get more exposure going to Jackson State individually due to the deal that Deion has with a platform in Barstool Sports and how they're going to create a brand around him. And how do we look at brands? Through social media. How many followings you have.
You're talking about actual eyeballs.
1,000%.
Right,
not,
yeah.
Not like a special that comes up on linear TV. Not like somebody saying, I'm going to write a story on you. That's how we consume
count
media
the
all
eyeballs.
Day long.
Count the eyeballs.
And that's what Deion does. So he's been able to amplify Jackson State to a degree, to a demographic, frankly, that didn't even know who Jackson State was.
I want to say something about Deion Sanders right now before we move on, because this is an impact. It's like it's an HBCU story too, right? But I want to say something about Deion Sanders. If the only athletic thing he ever did was hit leadoff for a perennial powerhouse, the Atlanta Braves, and by the way, he was you know what his lifetime batting average was in the playoffs? He hit .348 lifetime in the playoffs. So he was a clutch performer, not only the starting center fielder and leadoff man for a team that made the playoffs every year. If that's the only thing he did, that's amazing. But then he was also the greatest cornerback in the history of the universe, right? Like, that was the dude. In fact, other than LT, that's the most impressive defensive player I've ever seen. Like, you hear stories about who he had to take it easy on in practice so he wouldn't demoralize them, right? Like, he was insane. You know, athletes at that level almost never come back to coach. They almost never do it, not at the Deion level. But he's coaching. What is that, just to make money? No, Deion can get money on TV. He's doing it to give back. That's obviously important to him. And he's snubbed. By like you know, he's not at a power. He goes, okay, watch this. Takes a job at an HBCU, and Key, then he does this. So this is like now the top recruit ever for an HBCU, right?
You know, the crazy thing about it, Max, is Prime has always done it different. Whether it was what people call flamboyant, chains, glasses, you're going to have to put me on layaway, Lamborghinis, taking a helicopter from one football game to a baseball game. What? He's always done it different. So why wouldn't it be any different at Jackson State? It's going to be the same. He's going to be able to do the same things that he was able to do as a professional as he is coaching. I mean, it's so when I look at it, you know, just like that young man, Hunter, who's going there, as a kid, I grew up watching Deion as a you know, junior high school player before I got to college. And then eventually I played against Deion and played with him in Pro Bowls and stuff like that. You look at that and you go to yourself, man, I want to be Prime. You know, I want to be that. I couldn't run like him, so I had to move the receiver. But you want to be that. And I'm sure this is just one domino that's going to fall over the next several months for that program at Jackson State. Because remember this, they can dabble in the portal too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can go get to portal too now.
Key, all I'm going to tell you is yesterday when this news broke, I got out the baby powder and I put it on the hand. I wanted to slap a lot of people through social media. Because some people were saying really ignorant comments that really started to bother me. But like prominent people in our industry.
What kind of ignorant comments?
Were saying things like,
oh, this
is,
be prominent.
Key, this is what money can buy. And I'm saying, this is the problem that you have with NIL? By the way, shocking news to people. Breaking news. You ready? This has always been the game. This has always been the game since the beginning of time. You don't think people will be getting paid?
Yeah, but you don't guess think, what?
Yeah.
Now is this you're allowed to get paid.
Coach at an African-American school,
HBCU,
now it's a problem.
And now you can get paid. Yeah. And now this takes away from the Power Five.
That's
this
a
is
bridge
big
too
business,
far.
Guys. Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah.
This is big business is. All the way around.
You know how it is, Jay. When you beat them at their own game, it becomes problematic.
So duffel bags were the thing back in the day, but now you actually get a wire, and that's a problem.
You got a wire to go to Duke?
What are you talking about?
He said duffel bags back
in the day.
Come
on, man. Listen to what I just told you,
fool. He said duffel bags back in the day. Okay. Okay. Deion Sanders, the amazing Deion Sanders. And Key, what you said is exactly right. He did it different. And the media portrayal sometimes, and some people were painting him a certain way. But if you talk to his teammates, he was, you know, like that was a whole different story. And obviously the kids love this dude. All right, let's bring Paul Feinbaum into this conversation. Paul is brought to you by Dr. Pepper. College football bowl season is here and the fans are hyped. Crack open an ice cold Dr. Pepper, slap on a fresh coat of face paint, and return to glory with an all new season of Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Paul, good morning. And it is a busy morning indeed. How surprised were you to hear that Deion Sanders was able to flip or key, use whatever word you want. I mean, they say flip because he was committed until he wasn't, right?
I call it communicate and be in the home of a family that will listen.
Anyway, the number two recruit, Travis Henry from FSU, where he played, to Jackson State, where he now coaches, Paul.
First of all, it wasn't that surprising, and I know that in the ESPN poll, Max, he's number two. In other polls, this kid's number one. So you can quibble. He's the biggest player ever to make a move like this. And I know people in our industry who were in a state of shock yesterday, but we shouldn't have been, knowing a lot of the things that you have just got through saying about Deion Sanders. I don't care if anybody doesn't like it. To me, this is one of the most significant moments in college football history. It has changed the game completely, and I think what happens now is going to be very intriguing to watch, especially with Deion Sanders. A lot of schools would not get near him in the past, including his own alma mater, and that's what made this, in many people's minds, so sweet yesterday, that he did this. He didn't do this to Nick Saban. He didn't do this to Brian Kelly. He did it to Florida State, a place that he elevated the status of that school, and they could have hired Deion Sanders. Frankly, they could have hired him this year. I don't know why Mike Norvell is still down there. Please, somebody in Tallahassee, call me and explain why he got an extension yesterday. They should have fired Mike Norvell 3 weeks ago after he lost to a mediocre Florida team and hired Deion Sanders, and we wouldn't be having this conversation right now, fellas.
Key, I know he signed that extension paper quick yesterday. Let me sign that.
Oh,
quick.
Yeah. When I learned, Paul,
Invisible
I
ink.
Same, exactly.
Hey, I had the same reservation as you, Paul. And I know Mike. I know him from his days at Arizona State. But when they gave him the extension, I was like, huh? What? That's got to be wrong. That's somebody else. There's no way that you reward a head coach for subpar performances on top of the things that he went through when he first took over at Florida State with the student athletes that are there. It's crazy. But, Paul, let me ask you, does the NIL game, is it going to change the recruiting in the way that we look at things with the HBCs used now?
Yes, and we've seen a little bit of this, Keyshawn, in basketball. But basketball, as Jay Will knows better than us, is a completely different sport. But to see it happen in football is remarkable. And I know there are a lot of people my age and older who are just, you know, saying, what a stupid decision. It wasn't a stupid decision because the young man has already profited. Everybody is talking about him. Without the Hunter story yesterday, the National Signing Day would not be on this program or any other program. You would see a 10-second clip, Alabama, Georgia, Texas A&M, same old, same old. But this is significant news, and I'm hesitant to compare it to benchmarks or flashpoints in history, but I think it could end up being that if we start seeing schools like this, Mississippi Valley, Grambling, Southern, start to attract players. And, you know, we all know if you study history that 40, 50 years ago, that's where a lot of these young players were going. I spent my first job was in Louisiana, guys, and I rode on a bus from Grambling, Louisiana to Itabena, Mississippi, sitting next to the legendary Eddie Robinson, hearing the stories about why college football was so backwards at that point in time. And thank goodness it's not. And I can only think of Coach Rob smiling right now, a man who produced more NFL players in his time than probably even Bear Bryant. To think that something like this is going on in his league and his footprint, the cynics out there can say whatever they want, but don't misread the momentous history lesson that we are all witnessing here. And when you talk to Prime, he deserves it because he made it happen. When he took that job, it was not a great job. And you could argue it's still not a great job, but we're talking about Deion Sanders for something other than what he did in the past.
So, Paul, you know, old guard is starting to come out, and obviously people are addressing this. Dabo Swinney was asked about NIL and the transfer portal yesterday and said it's totally chaos right now, tampering galore, kids being manipulated, grass is greener and all that stuff, as opposed to putting the work in and graduating. There's no consequences. So now you got agents, NIL, tampering, and you have no consequences. What do you make of those comments by Dabo?
I'm trying not to fall off my chair laughing. This is Dabo Swinney. I'll ask you an obvious question. Where'd he go to college?
Mm-hmm. Alabama.
University of Alabama? I mean please, Dabo, save that for Sunday, okay? That's absurd. I interviewed about the same time Dabo said that, I was interviewing Jimbo Fisher, who had the number one recruiting class, according to many of the polls. And I said, where are we in college football? And he said, well, NIL is now legal. He said, but we've been doing it for a long time.
There you go,
and I'm glad to hear somebody admit the truth. Dabo can act like the world, it's still 1955, but it's not. And, I'm sorry, but that way is not going to work. And I think he's going to be affected on the recruiting trail. And quite frankly, he may already be affected. He had a good year, but by no means was it a top 5 year like he has had in the past.
Well, he lost both of his lieutenants, right? Both of his coordinators are now gone. Tony Elliott
sure
at Virginia and Venables is at Oklahoma. So, you know, he's scared, right, Max? You know, he's like, oh, my God, this is getting ready to be a normal Clemson program again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, as soon as these guys stop benefiting from a system that was set up to benefit them, now the sky is falling. I want everyone to hear what Jimbo had to say on your show yesterday, Paul, since you mentioned it.
Now, you can't promise things. You can't say, I'm going to get you an NIL deal, and that's illegal. I mean, all you can do is present what other players in your university have done in the past. That is all you're allowed to do. But, I mean, it's like there was a lot of NIL deals going on before, Paul, before all this was going on. They just weren't legal. No one told nobody. I mean, all that stuff in college. Now, we definitely part of it, but at the same time, that's where you're at in today's time. At least it makes it out there, and it is legal, and the guys can get compensated. But I think it's enticing in recruiting, and I think it's very dangerous in that way. But, I mean, you got to enforce the rules when they're broken. You got to handle that part of it. But I think it's here to stay. Now, how they modify it, they do in the future, whatever they do, but it's part of what we do, just like the transfer portal is.
It is part of what has been going on in college football for a very long time. I played college football, okay? And did I benefit? Yes, I did. Did my mom benefit? Yes. We didn't have an NIL deal, but we certainly benefited from going to USC, getting our education, and whatever else came after that. So be it. It's going on. It's been going on in college football as long as you can remember. Why you think certain teams had the death penalty? Why you think SMU had the death penalty? Why you think teams go on probation? You know, Paul, you've been covering this stuff for a very, very long time. So what Dabo Swinney is talking about, he can miss me with that because he's not going to benefit. Better yet, he may still benefit from the NIL, but it's going to be harder now. It's not going to be easy anymore. He's going to have to, all of a sudden, walk into a living room when guys like Deion Sanders and Hugh Jackson, who just got hired by Grambling State to be their head coach, is walking in now with experience in the NFL level as well as college. So he knows. He knows that coming down Death Valley and running down that hill is not going to be easy.
All Now, I want to get to – we have something we got to get to here before we let you go, Paul. One of your favorite coaches, Urban Meyer. Do you expect him to return to the college ranks?
Not a chance. And anyone who wants to write a speculative piece today about, you know, where could Urban end up, the answer is nowhere, Max. This man is dead professionally, and he did it to himself. And, you know, you can talk about the most spectacular flameout in NFL or coaching history, but it was easily predictable. I remember sitting with you guys in January when Shad Khan hired him. I don't know how Shad Khan became a billionaire not being able to listen to common sense. He could have called any of us or anyone else with a sense of sensibility and told him exactly what would happen. It happened a little later than I thought, although frankly I thought it probably should have happened 4 or 5 games into it when Urban started to show his colors, and in the end this was very predictable, and I really cannot imagine a major school. I just can't. How if you're the athletic director, how do you walk down the hallway to your president and say, "Hey, I got a great idea. I think we ought to hire Urban Meyer." And the person and the man or woman goes, "Is that the guy that was at the bar with the woman? Is that the guy who allegedly kicked the player? Is that the guy who treats people like dirt? Is that the guy who barely shook hands with one of his own players after an NFL game?"
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. That is the great Paul Feinbaum, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in a sec.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.